today on Real Radio.
In fact, listen, Frank, it's going to be a shock to people who are hearing this for the first time. They're going to be tempted to think we're making this up, so I encourage all of you to check it out.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's special edition of Real Radio, we'll begin hearing Pastor Jack address an issue that's really quite alarming, to put it mildly. Have you heard about AB 1266? Well, you're about to. On August the 12th, AB 1266 was signed into law in California. Now, if you're not in California, believe me, this is the kind of bill that may be coming your way very soon. Now, when anti-Judeo-Christian laws are shoved down your throat and you're made to comply, I hope you don't just sit on your hands. We all know that Jack Hibbs certainly doesn't. Pastor Jack's been making the rounds at numerous events and talk shows, and today, here on Real Radio, we'll present just some of those clips of Pastor Jack being interviewed on the radio. Now, the first segment comes from the Frank Sontag Show on radio station KKLA in Los Angeles.
So let's talk a bit about the bill first and the troubling aspects of it, especially as it applies to our faith.
Yeah, absolutely. Frank, there's a reason why your listeners, parents, the general population, they don't know about the bill, because that was specifically engineered that way, where Governor Brown and his friends up in Sacramento got this through and got it signed under the radar without the press really reporting on it. Here's what's going on. In fact, listen, Frank, it's going to be a shock to people who are hearing this for the first time. They're going to be tempted to think we're making this up, so I encourage all of you to check it out. AB 1266, as you said, Frank, is a law now. Well, it will be a law on January 1st if we don't stop it, where from K to 12, public school child can self-determine gender as often as they so desire. They can shift their gender perception as many times in the course of one day as they desire, which without parental notification, without principal knowing, without teacher knowing, without anyone knowing, without their coach knowing. For example, a 12-year-old boy, 13-year-old boy can decide at any given moment to go into the girls' locker room, bathroom, or sign up that day for the girls' swim team. There, they are not withheld from that. They are not questioned regarding that. There is no preconditions for that. Based upon their own self-sexual determination, irregardless, as you said, Frank, of how God made them. Now, what is amazing to all of us here in this state, even California, if you try that at Nordstrom's or at a restaurant, if you try that somewhere else, you're going to be, at the very least, escorted out. You could be arrested. And yet we are grooming now, starting January 1st, where your child can exercise this. The other thing, Frank, is this. What about our kids? What about the kids who you and I have raised, and they're going to be going to the bathroom, they're going to be in the locker room after a sports program in the showers, and someone comes in and looks upon them, looks at them? This exchange of visual exposure, Frank, is something that any decent parent would shield their children from. And now our state, our governor, has legalized the exact opposite of what we're trying to protect our children from. It's absolutely beyond our imagination, and yet it is going to be law unless the referendum is successful, and that's why I'm grateful to be on the air with you right now.
We can see clearly, even when I was a non-believer and I rebelled against Christ, if I was to imagine something like this happening, it wasn't that long ago I was in high school and or elementary school, and there was always those boys that wanted to kind of cause trouble.
Yeah.
How this can become law now is one thing, but the enforcement of, in terms of teachers and supervisors, they are absolutely in a position where they're not to do anything.
I've already been told by those in the public school system that the plan is this, Frank, that the teachers are being already schooled in some districts already. They're being prepared on how to handle a situation where a boy decides, I'm going to go take a peek at the girls' locker room. I'm going to go in there. Should something happen regarding their God-ordained sexuality and the boy gets aroused or starts having a biological reaction, how do you talk a kid out of that? How do you talk them down from that? How do you get them out of there? This is a mixture for disaster, on top of the fact that if a child reports and says, I feel very dirty, I had this girl come in or this guy come in and look at me when I was in the bathroom, the system, the public school system, is to provide sensitivity counseling for the normal child. This is absolutely what our Christian audience knows of good being called evil, evil being called good, light for dark, dark for light. It's absolutely convoluted thinking.
But for those of us that may not economically be able to send our child to a private school, and yet we follow Jesus Christ, we love him with everything we have, what are we to do about this?
You know, that's amazing. I just did the chapel service this afternoon for a Western Christian high school in Upland, and I asked the administrator, I said, how's your enrollment? He said, it's off the charts. We have no room, and it's increasing. And I said, what do you mean? He said, for example, AB 1266, the fear of it is causing our phones to light up. Well, this is amazing because if this is continued to move on, Frank, and become law as of January 1st, in all public schools in the state of California, I think we're going to see a rise of sexual promiscuity and incidents taking place in the public school system. That's the last thing we need. On top of it, we're going to see, I think, homeschooling explode. Parents are going to pull their kids out of school, or we're going to see private school attendance or enrollment go up. Sadly, this is not the answer. What I want to be very careful about is I don't believe Christians should retreat. I think that Christians should be shining the light that Jesus told us to be everywhere, and that even includes the public school system. We need to fight this bad law. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 1 says, woe to those who decree misfortune and write mishap for the people. That's exactly what's happened in California. I need grandparents. I need parents. I need concerned citizens. In fact, Frank, check this out. We just received support this last weekend from the California Republican Party endorsing the referendum for AB 1266, and we're hoping to get it from the Democratic Party as well. Why? This is a bipartisan issue. This is not politics, ladies and gentlemen. This is fighting for the defense and the innocence of your child, their safety, and your grandchildren. Look, I'm a grandparent. I'm calling all grandparents to rise up, sign the petition, get the word out. And we can stop this bad law if we get 505,000 signatures by November 6th. And we are on our way to doing that. We've got signature gatherers up and down the entire state of California. And it's happening. But we need everyone to participate. It's a bad law. And thank God, still in California, still in America, it is still we the people, if we will just be salt and light as Jesus commanded us to be.
Jack, talk about a privacy for all students and the referendum and how people can get more involved in this.
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. Thanks. They would first of all go to privacyforallstudents.com. Privacyforallstudents.com. You can read all about it. There's news updates. There's some actually good news. There is, for example, the petition. You can download it. It's a PDF. Print it out. Sign it. As of today, we've got 27 statewide pro-family organizations that have signed on. Now, I wish this next number would be bigger, but we've got just over 200 churches in the state here that have signed on to fight this terrible bill, this law. And it's a bipartisan effort, which is great. But the data at the website is there, and you can get updates, and everything is laid out so simple, so clear, and we just need people to start signing that petition as soon as possible.
Now, this question I ask with a deep breath, and I ask you in the following way. Why are not more pastors speaking about this?
Oh, boy. Well, wow, Frank, thanks for asking that. I don't know, brother. We're supposed to preach the Word of God, teach it in season and out. And in doing that, Frank, pastors are to equip our people for Monday morning, for the world that is out there. And when I read my Bible, I see that we are living up against dark days. And the Scriptures tell us in the book of Ephesians chapter 6 that having done all to stand, we are to stand therefore in the evil day. That's the pastor's job, is to get his people taught in the Word of God, and after teaching the Word of God, encourage them to go do it. And this is how we do it. We affect our culture. There is no such thing in the kingdom of God as a separation of church and state. The church is to be everywhere by its people, wherever we go. If it's at JPL, or if it's at the beach, if it's, you know, whatever it is, God has deployed his people everywhere, Frank. And that teaching and that equipping comes from the pulpit ministry. And I tell you, you know, I would love to see more pastors take this on, because it's going to affect their grandkids. It's going to affect the children of their parishioners. It's going to affect everything. And this is where I believe that we stand for righteousness. We stand for what's right. You might say, well, Pastor, we're going to get criticized. Yes, of course, we're Christians. This is the way that it is. Well, what if somebody hates us? Well, Jesus said there'd be days like this. I want to, you say, what if you lose this referendum effort? I would rather lose doing the right thing and stand before Jesus, having lost the battle and win the war, having done the right thing. Only God can redeem this. But until we're out of here, Frank, we've got to do the right thing. And this is the right thing, to stand for righteousness. This is how we do it.
Pastor Jack, if someone is listening right now and they think, well, I don't have any kids in public schools and I do follow Jesus, and yet, you know, why? I'm not so sure I should even sign the bill. I want to remind those, and you mentioned it earlier, AB 1266 is the only legislation of its kind ever enacted in America. And as you told me off the air, you know, what happens in California tends to spread throughout the country. If that's not ever a reason for everyone to get involved and sign the referendum at Privacy for All Students, I'm not so sure what is.
You're exactly correct. And listen, I think we've gotten to the condition we are in right now as a state because good people like Sir Edmund Burke had said, all that evil needs to triumph is for good people to do nothing. We've been busy trying to make ends meet. We've been busy doing church, and things have happened. And listen, we need to really, really send to our areas of elected representatives the best people we can find. We need to pray, vote, and pray. And one of these things is happening right now where we can actually sign a petition. It's going to take you 5 minutes to do the right thing by simply signing. Thank God, Frank, we live in a country where that's the way we do battle right now. We pray and we sign a petition. We don't have to go to war. We don't have to bear arms and do this or that to overthrow a regime. We can change a law by Christians or good people signing this petition. It's amazing the power that we have given to us by God in this republic if we would just exercise what we have before us.
You're listening to a special edition of Real Radio. Pastor Jack Hibbs has been a guest on a lot of different talk shows these days addressing AB 1266, a law just signed in California. Here's Pastor Jack now being interviewed by Tony Perkins, president of the Family Research Council.
Well, you may remember a few weeks ago we reported on this legislation out of California, California AB 1266, called the Transgender Student Rights Law. This is the bill that passed and was signed into law by the governor to allow boys to use girls' facilities and vice versa, beginning in kindergarten. The law gives students the right to participate in sex-segregated programs, meaning sports or whatever, activities and facilities based on their self-perception and regardless of their birth gender. Now, parents are refusing to sit on their hands here. They're getting up and getting involved. This has created a new wave of activism in California, trying to do all they can to protect children by overturning this bill. Now, Pastor Jack Hibbs, who, as I mentioned, is a senior pastor of Calvary Chapel Chino Hills in California, has been helping spearhead this issue, and he joins us now with the latest on this effort. Pastor Jack, welcome back to Washington Watch.
Well, Tony, thank you for having us on, and Tony, we're talking about kids, as you said, from K to 12, self-determining on any given day. Tony, by the way, the law allows them to maybe self-determine their gender several times during the course of one day. So what that means is, Tony, a junior high boy can self-determine without any parental notification, without his teacher knowing, without the principal or his coach knowing. If he wants to go into the girls' locker room, girls' bathroom, or join a girls' sports program, swim program, he's allowed to do that. He can actually disrobe. He can look at girls that have disrobed. This is something that Californians who are finding out about it, regardless of their party affiliation, people know that it's wrong. When they hear about it, they want to act up regarding this and shut this terrible bill down. It is the co-ed bathroom law, as you said, AB 1266. But listen, everybody out there, please pray for us in California. We need 505,000 signatures. You can help us by going to our website, privacyforallstudents.com. Everyone knows somebody in California. make sure they go to the website. They can encourage their friends who live in California to sign this petition. But, Tony, we got some good news. We've got a tremendous groundswell. Now, granted, we don't have much time. We weren't given much time to stop this. Our deadline is November 6th to get that 505,000 signatures. But we've got 27 pro-family organizations online with us. We just heard the other day that the California Republican Party has fully endorsed AB 1266 referendum, and others in the Democratic Party as well. So this is a social experiment, Tony, that has been offered up by Jerry Brown's friends in San Francisco. Listen, grandparents, which I am, parents, we need you in California to stand up and let your voice be heard by signing this petition, because this is literally the safety of our children. If we don't stand for this, Tony, we are actually sending our kids in the public school system to actually experience, encounter, view, and be viewed in a context that I'm actually blushing trying to communicate to you, Tony, right now on the phone.
You know, I think you're right. A lot of our listeners think this is just this is made up. It's so bizarre it could not be real. But now look, we are talking about California. We're talking about Jerry Brown, who is the governor. This bill passed through the legislature, which, by the way, just for the benefit of our listeners across the country, California has a supermajority of Democrats, and they tend to be very liberal. In California. So the Republicans basically, almost like Obamacare here on the national level, the Republicans had no say in it whatsoever. This passed through. Governor Brown signed it into place. And so now there is a something that is not totally unique to California, but certainly something used a lot in California, is the people of California putting this on the ballot by gathering the signatures, and then it will be voted on by the people. And the effort here would be to overturn the legislature. Is that a correct synopsis?
That's exactly correct, Tony. And people can help us. Look, you don't have to be in California to stand with us. What happens in California doesn't stay in California. So, quite frankly, we need money to get professional signature gatherers out there. We need people to go to that website, privacyforallstudents.com. Pray for us, please. Pastors out there, will you inform your people? Stand with us. We need help. Our culture is under attack. Our children's safety's in question here in California.
You're listening to a special edition of Real Radio. Lately, Pastor Jack Hibbs has been a guest on a lot of different talk shows addressing AB 1266. Here's Pastor Jack now being interviewed by Rick Green of Wall Builders.
The number on the law was 1260.
It's AB 1266. 1266. In fact, Rick, people can go to the website that we've launched, and it's got all the data there that they need to look at and to help us. It's Privacy for All Students. privacyforallstudents.com. They can read the bill, they can support us, they can pray for us, and they can encourage people in California. It seems like everybody knows somebody in California where we need people to sign the petition. We've made it as easy as possible, Rick. You can go to that website and actually download the petition and sign it and mail it in. And the rules are all given there. You got to be a registered voter here in California, but it's all very simply put. But I tell you, Rick,
you know what's great here, Jack? This is not a haphazard thrown together deal. You guys have been through this before. You know what you're doing. You've rallied the churches in the past. This is a very well orchestrated response to a horrible law.
Yes. Yeah. And in fact, I like what you just said. And if there's any pastors out there, in fact, forget that. If there's pastors and any Christians out there listening right now, and I know you're there. If you would encourage your pastor or your church leaders in California to step up and get behind this, to help this, somebody might say, Rick, like you and I often hear, well, that's a political issue. Oh, my friends, listen, this is not a political issue. This is a protection of our children. This is it's a social experiment concocted by a few out of the San Francisco area to implement upon our children. Notice this. This supersedes parental rights. Parents have no right regarding this bill. The only thing that we can do, thank God we still have this opportunity, is, as you just said, Rick, a moment ago, is repeal this law. So we've got to get 505,000 signatures by November 6th, and we are well on our way. Rick, I got to tell you, the people of God need to hear some good news. We have seen support for this way beyond anything that we've ever seen before. Why? Number one, it's not a political issue. This is a cultural, biblical, social
This is a safety issue, on and on it goes. And when people know about it, they sign the petition. And I want to make an appeal, Rick, to all the grandparents out there. Think of your precious little grandkids. Now, I'm targeting grandparents because you may have the time, you're probably a registered voter, and you might have some money
yeah.
to throw in this direction to support getting this overturned. And you might say, well, what do you need money for? Well, we learned from the Proposition 8 campaign that hired signature gatherers was the turning point for us. We've got people right now deployed at Target stores, Walmarts, people going through the community like we've never had before for any attempt that we've gone after before to repeal a bill. This has been amazing.
And you guys had to do how many signatures did y'all have to do for Prop 8?
750,000 had to be ratified, but we got 1.2 million.
See, so there you so people, when you hear 500,000 signatures are needed for this, that's no step for a stepper, as my dad would say. I mean, look, these guys have done 1.2 million before. But, Jack, you hit on an important point, and even for people outside of California that can't sign the petition, they can still donate to help the cause.
Absolutely.
Because, like you said, it could come to a state near you, not to mention we all have friends and family and others out in California. And so it's so easy. Right there on the website, you can find out more about how to do that if that's something you can help with. I mean, not only the signature gathers, signs, organization. I mean, this is a massive effort, and it takes dollars to do that.
It takes dollars to do that, sad to say, but that's just the way that it goes. And we're grateful, though, Rick. You know, we've got a guy that stepped up, I found out this morning, that said, listen, I'll put up $150,000, and asking somebody to match that, I'll go up to $150,000. And
wow.
People are hearing about it, and they're saying, this is not going to happen, you know, with my child. Well, some of the stuff that we're hearing from people, which I kind of get a little unnerved about, my home, my wife, we homeschooled our kids here in California back in the day when people thought we were nuts. But a lot of homeschoolers today are saying, well, that doesn't apply to me. You said it a moment ago, Jack, it's public schools. But my dear friends in California, our government has a plan here. They're already making plans to go after homeschoolers and charter schools as well. So you don't want to let the dam break and then think that you're just 2 miles downstream, you can stop that rush.
That's right.
You want to stop it now. And I'm making an appeal to homeschoolers. You've got to step up and help us in this battle because it's not going to stop at your doorstep. In California, our government is anti-homeschooling. And by the way, homeschooling, I've understood recently, is up 7% in California. They don't like that kind of news. They don't like parents having control over their own children here
yeah.
in California.
I mean, isn't this a point where when we're saying to the boys, hey, just go into the girls' locker room if you feel like a girl today, we're getting to that point where there's just absolutely no shame. There's no boundaries.
You took the word right out of my mouth from a week or two ago when I addressed our church, the word shame. I hope it's not true for the other 49 states, but in California, it seems as though we've lost the ability to blush.
Yeah.
And shame is something that's not even on the horizon. And I want all the parents and all the grandparents to consider this for a moment. You've got to lay the foundation for the next generation to fight to bring the light back into the halls of power. Again, Proverbs 29:2 says that when the wicked are in power, the people groan. But when the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. So,
well, I appreciated what you said on the break. I mean, as many battles as you've fought, you've never seen as much of a positive response in terms of the help and the support like you're seeing right now.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's exciting, Jack. Man, we're out of time for today. Let's get people to hit the website today. It's privacyforallstudents.com. There's so many action steps you can take. Privacyforallstudents.com. You can go there to find out more information if you're interested in donating. Pastor Jack Hibbs from California. Pastor Jack, always good to have you on, bro.
Rick, thanks for just allowing us to be on again. I love your program. I love what you guys are doing.
You've been listening to a special edition of Real Radio. Audio segments of Pastor Jack Hibbs on numerous talk shows addressing AB 1266, which on August the 12th was signed into law in California by Governor Jerry Brown. Shocking and perverse as it may be, but you know what? Your voice can be heard. Get involved. Even if you're not in California, because Lord knows it might come your way very shortly. Go to privacyforallstudents.com. We need 505,000 signatures. And if you want to add yours, go to privacyforallstudents.com and sign the petition if you are a registered California voter, or donate toward the cause. privacyforallstudents.com. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. visit us at realradioactive.org. That's realradioactive.org. I'm David Jay. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.